Dreamscape presents Deception in Paradise by Deborah Brown, narrated by Hope Shangle. Chapter 1. With my heart in my throat, I pulled to the side of the road, threw open my door, and reached for my cell phone to call 911. Moments before, a beat-up red Pinto had raced around my Tahoe on the passenger side, almost clipping my front bumper. The car sped into the intersection, weaving and skidding out of control and smashed into a light pole where the front end folded like an accordion. The Pinto ricocheted back into the intersection. One of the tires had flipped into the air, landing on the windshield of the Pinto, shattering the glass. Sitting with my cell phone in hand, I breathed a sigh of relief when the door of the Pinto opened. The crazy driver must be okay since he was climbing out. I watched with open-mouthed, wide-eyed shock as Joseph got out of the car, clearly drunk. He weaved back and forth, hunched over, threw up several times, stood up, looked around, and stumbled off. I wondered whose car he'd been driving. His last two or three cars had been impounded, and the court had revoked his driver's license months ago. Looking around, I realized I was the only eyewitness. The traffic light and the cars driving by barely looked at the car abandoned in the middle of the street. I ran across the road, looked in the wreckage for other passengers, and breathed a sigh of relief that it was empty. I took a deep breath. No one was paying any attention as I walked back to my SUV. The police could investigate without my help. If asked, I wouldn't lie for Joseph. I had learned a long time ago that lying to cops was a good way to end up in jail. When I first arrived in Tarpon Cove, I didn't know my way around. It didn't take long for me to become the go-to girl for free rides to those with no transportation. In addition to the jail, I'd made several trips to the probation office and managed to get a couple of people to their court hearings on time. Most of them were my tenants. The irony here is that Joseph would call me for a ride home from jail. My biggest problem was saying no. Fall in South Florida is one of the reasons a person lives here year-round. The weather's perfect. Warm days with baby blue skies, white fluffy clouds, and cool evenings. An added benefit for me, my shoulder-length red hair isn't the curly, frizzy mess it usually is. In fact, in the fall, it's almost straight, unlike the humid days of summer. I loved driving through the streets of the Cove. Windows down, fresh.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?